Welcome to WGOD Radio, the radio ministry of Island Community Church. Your host for WGOD Radio is Bible teacher and translator Pastor Paul Esposito, senior pastor of Island Community Church, located in Merritt Island, Florida. And now here for today's program is Pastor Paul.
Welcome back to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Pastor Paul Esposito. Thanks for joining us here today, friends. God bless you. Thank you for taking 30 minutes of your day today to join me as we together study the Word of Almighty God. We are going to hear now the sermon I just preached this past Sunday, and it is The Two Witnesses, Tomorrow's Newspaper Delivered Today. You know, that's what the Bible is. There's so much prophecy. One third of the Bible, 31% of the Holy Bible, is prophetic, speaks of things to come. That's what's one of the things that sets the Bible apart from everything else. No one else dares predict the future. And we're going to hear some things written back in the year 96 AD that were mind-boggling to them. That the time would come when there's two dead people in the street and everyone in the world can see their dead bodies all at the same time. That verse caused more atheists than about any verse in all of the Bible. Now we're living in that time. That's what the sermon is. It's a look at 20 different points on these mysterious two witnesses we read about in the 11th chapter of Revelation. So this will play today and tomorrow. We'll let this opening play for both days. If it's Wednesday, if it's maybe even 5:30 on Wednesday. Hey, we've got a Bible study coming up in 30 minutes. If this is Wednesday at 5:30 when you're listening, why don't you come by Island Community Church, 6 o'clock. We're at 1000 North Banana River Drive, Merritt Island, 6 o'clock Wednesday, 10:30 on Sunday. My sermon on Sunday is Character Traits of the Antichrist. We're going to do the same thing this time with this man of sin. But here Wednesday night, we're looking at two people, Ananias and Sapphira were their names, who made the fatal mistake of lying to God. That's what we're looking at here this Wednesday night at 6 o'clock. So again, if this is Thursday, hey, we'll see you on Sunday. We'd love to see you. The Facebook feed is on live at 10:30. But again, if it's Wednesday when you're tuned in, you're invited. We'd love to see you here at church tonight. Okay, here's part one and part two of this message on the two witnesses. You guys got to trust God today in the face of adversity so that when this happens, you look over at your wife, you can look at Robin, and he can wink at her. Because he's got tomorrow's newspaper already. And he knows this is going to happen. This is why God shows this to you, that the time is coming. There's going to be trouble here on the earth. But trust in God. He takes care of his own. He hasn't, from Genesis to Revelation, is a book of God taking care of his people and seeing them through trials in their life. He's not going to stop now if you're around during this time. He's not going to stop now. But these miracles, look similar to Moses. This is why some Bible expositors believe that these two witnesses are Moses and Elijah. Because the miracles that they perform are eerily similar to those two men. Okay, number 10. The two witnesses strike the earth with plagues at will. Verse 6. These have power to shut heaven so that no rain falls during the days of their prophecy. And they have power over the waters to turn them to blood and to strike the earth with all plagues as often as they desire. See, at this point, the global warming and climate change will get the blame for this. And for the 3.5 years of no rain. You know, these guys, they must just have a blank check by God, don't you think? It says they strike the earth with plagues whenever they desire. Boy, sometimes I wish I had that gift, huh? Where would you send a plague to? I was thinking China or San Francisco. See, the problem isn't San Francisco. They already have a plague there. They're already infected with the spirit of Antichrist, which the Bible says is already in the world. Number 11, the Antichrist will kill the two witnesses. The Antichrist will kill the two witnesses. Verse 7, when they finish their testimony, the beast that ascends. All right, understand the symbols and understand the book. Understand the symbols and you'll understand the book. The dragon is who in the book of Revelation? The lamb is who? The beast is the Antichrist. When you see his name in this text, understand the symbols and your own understand the book. Again, verse 7. When they, that's these two witnesses, finish their testimony, it's 3.5 years in, the beast that ascends out of the bottomless pit. Notice where the Antichrist comes from. Notice he doesn't come from Long Island, Schenectady, he doesn't come from Massachusetts. He comes from the bottomless pit. He is as supernatural as John the Baptist is. I put it to you, he's already lived. He ascends out of the bottomless pit. Again, the beast that ascends out of the bottomless pit will make war against them, overcome them, and kill them. Funny how they were indestructible for 3.5 years. But now when they're done speaking for God and prophesying, they're allowed to be killed just like you and I are. And all the saints who have gone on before us. You know, we could add a number 11a to that, really. The Antichrist has already lived, but we won't. Number 12. Their dead bodies lie in the Jerusalem streets for 3.5 days. Their dead bodies will lie in the streets of Jerusalem for 3.5 days. Verse 8. Their dead bodies will lie in the street of that great city, which spiritually is called Sodom and Egypt, where also our Lord was crucified. All right, now we get the symbolism there. Finally, we know that that's Jerusalem that he's talking about. Then, verse 9, those from the peoples, tribes, tongues, and nations will see their dead bodies 3.5 days and not allow their bodies to be put into graves. Which brings us to number 13. Everyone on earth will see their dead bodies. This verse was the atheist proof text for 1900 years. This verse here. Also, this is proof that the Holy Spirit inspired this book. How on earth could everyone on planet earth all see the same thing going on at the same time? You know, this also is proof no one could have made this stuff up. Who would have made up in the year 10? That everyone in the world could see something going on at the same time. No one could think this up. This shows you and is proof to you that the Holy Spirit is the one who wrote this. No one could even dream this up, that everyone in the world could see this. I can't tell you how many people ended up in hellfire because this was their proof that the Bible was not true, that everyone in the world could see something going on at the same time. It just wasn't time yet. This also is why the end of the world could not come for 2,000 years. If they would have said it in 1500, they would have been wrong. Because this prophecy hadn't been fulfilled yet. Because every dotted I and crossed T in the Bible is going to come to pass. Everything written in the Word of God is going to come to pass. Everything. Number 14, the two witnesses will be denied a burial. How evil is that?
They even gave Osama bin Laden a decent burial. Not these guys. These guys don't get one. I'll also bet you that the tradition of covering up a deceased person will not be honored either. These guys are going to lie uncovered, dead, lying in the streets for 3.5 days, and the whole world's going to see it all at the same time. That was verse 9. Then those from the peoples, tribes, tongues, and nations will see their dead bodies 3.5 days and not allow their dead bodies to be put into graves. Okay, number 15. Satanic Christmas. Satanic Christmas. Will this take place on Christmas? Or Christmas Eve, maybe? I think that it will. Listen to this verse. Those who dwell on the earth will rejoice over them, make merry, and send gifts to each other. Because these two prophets tormented those who dwell on the earth. Will this happen? I was pondering this, and I wonder if this is going to happen at Christmas. Christmas Eve. I mean, many people celebrate, unbelievers celebrate Christmas. Muslims and Jews celebrate Christmas. Think about that. I think this is why that these guys, the Bible says, I mean, this was 900 years before they invented the word Christmas. And the Holy Spirit's telling you when this happens, everyone's going to make merry and send gifts to one another. Will this happen at Christmas? Now count backwards 3.5 years. Remember, we know how long these guys speak. Count backwards 3.5 years from Christmas, if I'm correct. And that'll put these guys on the earth in Jerusalem in June. Imagine that. But I remind you, this is real. I just speculate as to when the season is and not set dates, because no man knows the day nor the hour. But you tell me when the merry time on earth is, when that will be. In the current age that we live in, when people send gifts to one another. But if it is June, or any other day for that matter, start counting the days. It tells you to the day how long these guys are going to preach. All right, number 16. The two witnesses will be hated by all. The two witnesses will be hated by all. Verse 10. Those who dwell on the earth will rejoice over them, make merry, and send gifts to each other. Because these two prophets tormented those that dwell on the earth. So these guys are telling everyone that judgment's coming. Or all this, what you now see, is the judgment of God. And like the voice of John the Baptist, right? Repent! Herod, you swine. You get tired of that after 3.5 years. What do you think? These guys rejoice when they're killed. All right, so the world's going to throw the biggest party this old world's ever seen when their hero, the Antichrist, kills them both. Number 17. The two witnesses shall be resurrected. Verse 11. Now, after 3.5 days, the breath of life from God entered them, and they stood on their feet. And great fear fell on those who saw them, I bet. Number 18, the two witnesses will ascend into heaven. Just like the Lord was in the book of Acts. This is verse 12 here. They heard a loud voice from heaven saying to them, come up here. And they ascended to heaven in a cloud, same as Jesus was, remember? Remember the cloud received him out of their sight? And it says their enemies saw them. Number 19. Ron, are you 18 for 18 so far? All right. Number 19, a great earthquake will follow their departure. Verse 13, that is. In the same hour. Notice that. It's in the same hour. In the same hour, there was a great earthquake, and a tenth of the city fell. In the earthquake, 7,000 people were killed. The rest were afraid and gave glory to the God of heaven. Okay. Lastly, trumpet roll. Boop, 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 boop. Drum roll. Carol? Number 20. If you witness this, then you're in the tribulation. If you are around to see, no matter what half of the tribulation, whether it's the first half or whether it's the last half, if you witness, if you see these guys, then you're in the tribulation. And you can count on your calendar the next time it's going to rain. Intimidating thought. And if you don't see them, and if all my pre-tribulation buddies were right, if you don't see them, because I'm uncertain, I don't know when the rapture is. Everyone's got a position, but I don't have a position. I don't know when it is. I think it's going to happen at a time I'm not expecting, and I don't know when that is. Post, mid, pre, I don't know. But if all my pre-trib buddies are right, that's an even scarier picture. If you're still sitting on the fence this morning, because Jesus is coming soon, and he's going to have a closed-door policy when he comes back. You see, understand, when Jesus comes back, that's it for you. No more. You better hope and pray for your mother or sister or your son or daughter or your brother that he comes back at the end and the door is open and this day of grace continues. One day, Jesus' disciples asked him the question. They said, Lord, are there few who will be saved? And he said to them, strive to enter in through the narrow gate. Listen, now catch this. For many, I say to you, will seek to get in and will not be able. Understand, Jesus doesn't yell out, last call, like they do at the bar. He closes the door when you're not expecting it to happen. He said, many will try to get in, but they won't be able. Many will try to get in, but will not be able. Once the master of the house has risen up and shuts the door, that's it. It's all over. And if my pre-tribulation rapture friends are right, Darren, if they're right, and if these guys, if this happens on Christmas, these guys could show up in June. But if they are right, when the Lord comes back, when this happens, the Bible says, not Pastor Paul Esposito, the Bible says the door will be shut. And many will try to get in and will not be able. Once the master of the house has risen up and shuts the door, this is Luke 13:25, and you begin to stand outside and knock, saying, Lord, Lord, open up. I'm ready now, Lord. I went to church. I got right with God. Now I'm ready. Open the door. He will answer and say to them, quote, I do not know you or where you are from. And then you will say, but we ate and drank in your presence. I think that's communion. We took communion right here at church. But you didn't have a relationship with Jesus. It doesn't matter how many times you take communion. We looked at here Wednesday night. Pharisees and Sadducees, they all knew God. And they still went to hell. Because they didn't have a personal relationship with Jesus. They never called on the name of the Lord to be saved. All the communion on earth can't save you. He says, They said to him, "We ate, we drank in your presence. You taught in our streets." But he will say, "I tell you, I do not know you or where you are from." Then he says, "Depart from me, all you workers of iniquity." There'll be weeping and gnashing of teeth when you see Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and all the prophets in the kingdom of God, and you yourselves thrust out. They will come from the east, the west, the north, and the south, and they'll sit down in the kingdom of God. And indeed, the last will be first, and the first will be last. That means you can get in here in the last hour, the midnight hour, and you'll precede all those that are already there. Just like the parable of the guys that got hired on the last hour. They made the same thing as those that were hired on the first hour. It doesn't matter when you get in. Just call on the name of the Lord to be saved. The last will be first. The first will be last. The Bible is explicitly clear. The day is coming when the Lord is going to shut the door, and this day of grace that we live in is going to come to a screeching halt. And the Lord says, many will try to get in and will not be able. Some food for thought this morning. Imagine if all the pre-tribulation, if my brethren are right, and imagine I'm right about Christmas, then some June, perhaps this June, these two guys will show up in Jerusalem. That just can really just light a fire. I mean, imagine if this June, if the Son of God shuts the door. Can you imagine that? Do you still know anyone that's not saved yet? Do you know anyone? Matthew 25 tells us this. While they went to buy, that is all those that weren't ready. When all those that weren't ready went out to get ready, the bridegroom came, that's Jesus, and those that were ready went in with him to the wedding, and now here it goes for a second time, and the door was shut. Afterwards, the other versions came and said, "Lord, Lord, open up. Open the door." But he answered and said, "Assuredly, I say to you, I do not know you. Watch therefore, because you do not know the day nor the hour in which the Son of Man is coming." All right, now you guys know more information than some 6 billion people do today. You've got tomorrow's newspaper. You've got the winners of every race, win, place, and show. Most people insist on picking their own horses. Anyone here ever been to the track? Good Lord, I lose every time I'm there. Jesus says, "I've got the winners to every race." And most people say, "You know what? I'll pick my own horses. Thank you." When he's standing here outstretched, win, place, and show, you can never lose. He's telling you the future before it happens. Now, this is going to lead me next week to do the same thing. This time, we're going to do it with the Antichrist next week. We're going to look at character traits of the Antichrist. Our list will be 9 things long. This time, we can know more about this guy than he knows about himself. But the real question this morning is, are you ready for Jesus' return? That's the question. Are you ready? For at an hour that you think not, the Son of Man will return. This I guarantee you, when you are not looking and not expecting it to happen, that's when he's going to return. Are you ready for his return? Let's pray.
You have been listening to WGOD Radio, the radio ministry of Island Community Church. You are cordially invited to attend one of our services at Island. We meet Wednesday evening at 6 p.m. for Bible study, and Sunday morning service starts at 10:30. Island Community Church is located at 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island. The church's email is islandcc1000@gmail.com. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
Try.